You are now tuned into the Soul Table.
Yeah. I got the Louis back to match the Benz. I'm doing anything. Carbon fiber frame on a bike cost 5G. Don't check me, little nigga, check your hygiene. 2015, trips to the Philippines. When I touched my first $1 million, didn't announce that. On the phone with Herman Miller asking where the couch at. Why these niggas always got my name with a mouth out? Passing through Vacaville, took her to the outlet. Love, you gotta work your way up to get that real back. Macking on the bitch, white tee in the hydro flash. Duffel bag with the name tag. Filled with hella cash. 100 grand all blue, sliding up mill ass. House in Atlanta, bought that nigga all cash. Tax write off for you niggas that don't understand. I be out the way with my son playing in the sand. Make the money work for itself, nigga, buy some land. Bricks of Columbia, linen shorts and button ups. I be going beast mode, living life so comfortable. And I ain't gotta talk my numbers, just know I mean. I parked the Grand Nash by the Benz for no reason.
How y'all doing again today? Welcome to another episode of the Soul Table. I am the Sneaker King of Philly. My co-host right here.
RBD, regular black dude. What's up? What's up? What's up, Sneaker Lights?
How you feeling today?
I'm good. I'll be even better when I get these golf clubs.
My man over here on the ones and twos, Uncle Mike.
Howdy who?
My and man, Uncle Mizak.
One of the best cameramen in Philadelphia, my man Big June over here.
Hey, how's it going?
Tiny Dynamite, as we call him. Boom, boom.
So, you know, they mentioned last week about AI getting ready to sign with Nike before he was going to Reebok. I think, in my opinion, I believe he did the right thing. But, I mean, like, what do you think the impact would have been if it would have been, you know, him signing with Nike over Reebok?
To be completely real, I think it would have been monumental for this reason, because Nike at that time in 96, it was at the pinnacle of flight or the beginning of flight, whatever you want to say. It was at that threshold to where everything that they was touching was just hitting. Everything was hitting. It was like the golden era of sneakerhood. I hate to say it that way, but it is what it is. But for the culture, that was like really not the boom start of it. That was the golden era. Like you had the Nike flights, you had Kevin Garnett, you had who else?
Jason Kidd.
You had Jason Kidd, Tim Duncan. You had all these people, these big names under this one umbrella. And if you would have added Iverson to it, just imagine the impact that it would have had just on hip hop in general. Because they was already wearing Nikes at that point.
They were.
But he went to Reebok, created his own
lane. Definitely did. He created his own lane.
Thanks to Scott Hewitt coming out with the questions, because to be real, everybody thought it was going to be another question after a question. You ain't even know that he was going to answer.
Yeah. I didn't even think of that. Because remember, he didn't even get the name yet.
He didn't, because everybody, no, he was the answer, always the answer. Yeah, it was just, can he do it?
What were they going to call the actual sneaker? Remember, they called the sneaker after his nickname, Bubba Chuck.
Yeah.
So...
You talking about Nike?
It was a cross up between Jason Kidd's sneaker. It was going to be some patent leather, and then it was going to be some spikes on the side.
So what they did was during that time frame, because 96 is that patent leather Jordan era, right? So they took that the fuck was it called? The Flight Turbulence.
Okay,
that was supposed to be AI shoe.
Yeah,
like that right there. Because if you look at it, it looks exactly like the AI.
Yeah, just about.
It mirrors that. Now, I'm not saying Scott, his designer at Reebok, decided to go that route, and he knew. I don't know. But just during that time frame, that era, that toe cap, the rounded toe cap, that's when that shit really came into play. Patent leather, after Jordan did the 11s, everybody wanted to put patent leather on. Jason Kidd's had patent leather on the side. And it was that curvy line with the big little air bubbles, which they weren't air bubbles. They was just silhouettes of air bubbles on the side of the shoe. Mm-hmm. So that design was strictly
and
for him.
And that little,
and I had him.
It was like a little eye thing on the side. I don't know. This shit was like weird.
But the turbulences, I had him. Had him. And I wanted a Damian Stoudemire jersey. My mom was like, Nizzle.
And damn, I still want a Dame Raptors, you know. But
and I remember it because it was Easter. Ooh, it was definitely Easter when them Jones came out. So it was like, there's nostalgia behind it, because you can see the two similarities between the shoes, sort of like Kyrie Irving and the KD7s. We're not gonna talk about that today.
But I'm gonna be honest. I really believe that I like the lane that he chose. I like the Reeboks over what they were gonna do at Nike. I like the questions over the Bubba Chucks. I thought that the questions was, how do you call this? That's a legendary sneaker. Am I right? Mm-hmm. Everybody believes it's a legendary sneaker. Am I right?
It's aesthetically a perfect ball shoe.
Yeah. It's all right. That shit hurt the shit out of my.
Not during that time frame. Shit. I played in them,
bro. They still in 96? I still got a pair. Yeah, I got a lot of pairs.
I remember when they first came out. They had the red ones first. Then they had the leather cap blue top. The leather cap blue.
The pearls. Blue pearls. The red ones were good. I got all that shit in the basement. I even got the low cut ones, the balling.
I begged my
still
mom.
Still hurt my fucking feet, bro.
I begged for them Jones.
But I'm not gonna lie to you. It is a good sneak. It's somewhat comfortable with feet, but I play on my tippy toes. So, but it's the AIs are. I mean,
I
they are what they are.
Like an ankle brace. I swore I was like really gonna make it to the league. Once you got an ankle brace and a basketball shoe, you going to the NBA in your mind.
I hate all that extra shit. I don't like all that extra shit on me. All
right, so
I like to play like free. I like everything to be loose.
So just quick question, not to even cut you off, just for everybody, you too, Junie. How do you think if he would have been with Nike, do you think his retros would be like out the door? Like would they be selling? Because the turbulences, I'm not saying that they not a hot shoe and they not nostalgic in it, right? I'm just saying they're not selling. Like the Jason Kidds, they still on shelves.
Yeah, I don't think that they would have did good.
In my opinion, they would have did good as a retro.
I think
they would have because it's attitude. When you bought Iversons, you bought attitude with that. That was the Black Air Force One of our time. And AI?
I don't think so.
The man was out here. People was walking around with arm sleeves, champ.
He was drawing. Like, bro, that was after the fact. Remember, because he.
I'm just saying, 96, attitude
96,
down.
Yeah. In 96, because we're not talking about the ones that I just saw in your book, the ones where he weren't in the finals.
No, you talking about the stepovers. Yeah, the one that had his face on the bottom.
Those are fours. Like I said, the direction that Reebok went in with what you call with AI, if it wasn't for that, he would not be up there with the Jordans, the Kobes, the LeBrons. I believe that he's right there. He's up there with them right
so
now.
So you saying to me right now, he would have been up there with Kobe, Jordan, LeBron in that same brand breath because while
everybody was wearing them.
But everybody's with nobody. But No.
I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about people in the league. People in the league were still wearing the questions.
Okay.
Remember, don't forget, Kobe wore them.
Fucking Michigan State wore them.
Yeah, LeBron wore them.
What's his name? Damn, what's my man name?
If Jordan could have, he probably would have worn
them. Mateen Cleaves was balling in AIs. Shouts to Mateen. I'm mad I can remember your name like that, but he definitely won the championship as a AIs. Georgetown
like said,
definitely didn't wear no AIs.
He's definitely up there with.
I think AI, the direction AI went with Reebok was probably the best because
it was.
Reebok was they leaned into the bad boy direction, but also the hip hop direction. I don't think Nike would have necessarily went into that direction.
So you think they're doing the same thing with Ant-Man?
Yeah, right now, yeah. I think so.
Okay, because I ain't say it in that fashion, but I was like in my mind, especially talking amongst other peers. Do you think that Ant-Man shoe could reach that type of level? Like
right
I'm
now?
Not saying now, but I'm saying like as he gets older.
I think right now it's definitely doing the numbers.
Yeah, he's doing
people
numbers.
All over the world are gravitating to these sneakers.
That's
because
the man jumped, hit his head and shoulders on a backboard. How the fuck you hit your shoulders on a backboard?
Bro, he been drawing. He has been drawing. And I'm talking that
he put his back on the backboard.
How you dunk so hard you break your finger?
He definitely did that and then came back outside and still balled. Like, they just popped it back in. I still want to play.
Kobe did that shit a few times, though, but we're not going to compare the two.
You going to really do this?
Oh, for sure. Like, don't get me wrong. And he's amazing, but he's not doing nothing that we haven't seen before.
The man won a game with a block shot.
But I think that's the point, that he's doing the things that we've seen before, but people haven't done these things
in
so long.
I'm not trying to take nothing away from Ant. Yeah. Ant is amazing, bro. He's amazing right now. That's real rat. He's doing his thing.
Whoever was in that draft party with me when he got drafted, and I kept saying he going to be the one, and he looked at me like I was fucking crazy.
Cam Reddish.
I said him and Ja Morant. Like and the reason why I said that is because they are two explosive people. Now, Josh Hughes, why he's injured right now, they're not really selling. Let's just put that out there.
I see everybody in them, Joe.
I'm not checking for Josh.
Neither am I.
Okay.
They don't sell right now.
I feel like, I'm not saying they're going to end up at Marshall's, you know, with a box bottom but no top.
Do you think that they asked him his opinion on the sneaker? Or you think they made it for him or he put his own little
twist on? I don't think they asked him because he got three nicks in his eyebrows. And I don't trust
him. Talk about Ja, you talk about.
Talking about Ja Morant.
Yeah. He got three Knicks. I'm not trusting that man.
Down south, what you expect?
But I feel like.
But what's his name got it too? LaMelo got the Knicks too. And he's not from down south.
I kind of feel like the Jaws were supposed to be Kyrie's. It was an unfinished Kyrie.
I feel like that.
Tripping because he wasn't going
to. Because this was like around that. The time.
Remember the Kaz came out, bro? Remember the like they came out for a minute. Kobe's. That's what I think.
Or yeah, or maybe like an off Kobe.
Yeah, because because the Kaz came out.
Not like a number Kobe though. Like
no, I don't know. It's like an EXT.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, it's a shame because the Ja Morant's, maybe the next ones will probably have that type of.
I don't think no dude at, I mean, nobody on Nike got input in their shoe. Like, right, new people Nike. Like I don't think Giannis got much say with his shoe. Because that big Nike sign, I can't.
There's no way that somebody looked, I'm sorry, I hate them Giannis's. There's nobody, somebody actually looked at that shoe like, yo, I want that.
Yeah, no.
Like, put that one there.
That's the dude.
That big upside
that's
down.
That's the shoe you get.
Let me when, get that.
Like, you go to like.
I ain't going to hold you. The pink ones he had for his daughter this year's, they fire. Mm-hmm.
That's the
when
shoe.
When you Google that, when you get a moment, bro, them Jones is crazy. I would love to have like a heart slip back and all that shit.
Like, when your mom can't really or your parents can't really afford Nikes, but they get them because they was like at Foot Locker tag 39.99.
What bothers me about the Giannis is the color blocks. Yes. How they do the color blocks is just so like distorted.
It looked like a big ass. It looked like a bowling shoe for real.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. It looks like a bowling shoe.
He called it a.
Yeah. Dude, I'm not taking nothing away from Giannis either because Giannis is my top three.
So
hands down, but Devin.
Talk about him as a basketball.
Devin Booker definitely has some sneaker. Input in his sneaker, and I don't care what nobody say. They may look generic. They may look, you know, sort of regular,
right.
But you could wear them on and off the court. Am I right, Junior?
They're wrong. I mean, you can play ball or lifestyle.
And they okay. Look good to me. They clean.
And they're fire.
They clean.
Okay. And Junior is very, you know, opinionated when it comes to shoes. Like, he is a stickler. That's the crazy part about that. But I'm just saying, like, certain shoes, like, you can't see too – like, I can't see too many people wearing your Jaws. I'm not saying it's not a good ball shoe. But, like, a Kyrie – like his themes was carried the shoe. Not the fact that it's not just the fact that it was actually a great ball shoe.
Kyrie is literally, we're not just talking about a basketball player. This is a skateboard. He is this SB fanatic, and I'm trying to figure out if he's still buying them.
You talking about Kyrie? He's not buying no Nike, sir. Yeah, he is not.
Probably right.
So there's no need to
ask
that. I don't
know.
That.
I want to know if he got he's rid of it. Some of his
but if you
into twos and like whatever.
He got a listen, deer. His, he got a Chevy Impala on his foot
team,
right now.
And mind you, his team he brought over to Anta. So whoever his team is right now, bro, they are doing numbers. I'm talking them. I can't wait to get them Kai ones. They still haven't come to me yet. I don't know. I hate China for like having a whole shit for so long. I want to hoop in them so bad, but right. I got two pairs of the Shockwaves, and bro, like I said before, I haven't played in anything like that.
Ever. I don't play no more basketball, no more football, no more baseball. It's just golf for me. That's it.
I don't see anything wrong with that either. But
cool. I'm mad I didn't win these clubs. But in other news, so we recently had a discussion.
Speaking of SBs
and Mike, I don't know if you was a part of that, Junior. We ain't really too worried about that because you can jump right on in here. We've come to the conclusion. Well, we ain't come to the conclusion. Wale is credited with starting the SB trend. I am one that have seen him personally. Down at VCU on my many ventures down there, and I've seen them in SBs. One of them actually forced me to go buy some. It was he had the Ferris Bueller's on, and I came back to school. I was in college at the time. I was a sophomore or a junior, and I went on ahead and bought me some Ferris's because I saw, like, not because I knew him as a rapper. He was still trying. I think he was still on the football team at that point. But I knew I liked what he had, so I wound up going to the Nike outlet and couldn't find him there. And somebody had to explain to me, "You're gonna have to check like eBay for him." So do you think
Nike Talk Days?
Do you think he's the reason why everybody wears Nike SBs?
No. Because when you met me, don't get me wrong, I liked Wale.
Mm-hmm.
I like Currency. I like a bunch of different people because we're not gonna act like Currency wasn't a
no. Because he definitely
big factor. It was a lot of people, but I, you know, I was always an SB hit. Like, everybody knows me. Any type of SB that you can find that's rare, or anything. When I first met him, it's Uncle Mike. Bro, when I tell you, like, that's the first thing that connected us was the SBs. And, you know what I mean? Like, that like SBs, I can't explain the pigeon fiasco that happened in NYC because I didn't get them. That's the only one of my situations. I'm missing those and the Paranormans. And when I tell you, like, SBs, I feel like without SBs, none of this stuff would be a thing.
I can't say that.
Because of the creativity,
okay,
the artistry. Like, you know, you could take that one silhouette and do so much with it. And we've seen that over the years.
That's because the Dunk is, an aesthetically perfect shoe.
Buy it for $100. And that shit is going to, if it's a crazy, we're not talking about Hypebeast. We're talking about something that's rare. If it's rare, you're going to be able to buy a house with the shoe in 10 years. Like I said before, we went to SneakerCon and asked people their grails. And everybody, this was not a thing that we set up. Everybody kept saying Freddy's.
I'll say this about Wale. I'll say his impact goes like this. He made you check everybody else's shoes. I think he is credited with starting with moving the sneaker world over to hip hop. I'm not saying that they weren't wearing like Nikes and shit like that. I'm not saying he wasn't wearing Jordans. I'm saying he was the one that sat up here and put that type of that flavor into hip hop.
Because Kanye?
No, I'm not giving Kanye that. I'm giving Kanye fashion, but I'm not giving him sneaks.
I think Wale commercialized a small group that we were already a part of, right?
That's right. True.
And made it more visible to the average consumer. Mm-hmm. Like me, I know, and then Carl spoke to his SB. I was rocking SBs in 2007.
That's what I'm saying. This is before Wale was even.
I remember he started
off with the Nike.
You see how you said 2007?
Yeah.
I was a junior in college.
Yeah.
That's when I discovered SBs.
Right.
That's because I seen him in it, not because he was rapping, but he's walking around campus with this shit on. So for me to see that, and I'm down there visiting somebody.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, I'm going to go back to Philly, and I'm going to go find me some SBs. Yeah. I didn't come back to Ubik. I didn't come back to Exit Shops.
I went to Within. That's where I went. That's where I used to get my SBs.
I remember going down South Street, going to Nocturnal at that time frame, because you know it's like off of like 9th Street or whatever street it is. Mm-hmm. And I remember going to Nocturnal. I remember walking past, and this is going to be a crazy name drop. I remember walking past Jaguar Wright and Vivian Green.
Jaguar. I remember that commercial.
Yep. Yeah. I remember walking past her to walk into the store. And I recognized her from the Coca-Cola commercial. She kind of blew me off. Which was, I mean, you was a celeb at that time. Whatever you was at. But that wasn't my intention to see that. But I remember walking into that store and I was like, y'all got the SBs. Like, I know y'all have them because people were telling me to come down here to get them. They didn't have the Ferris Buellers at the time frame, but they had, I can't remember what they were, but they were like a tan color. I don't remember what they looked like, but they were like tan. They were suede, all around suede, fat tongue. I bought them. I got back on the train. I went back home to the school I was attending, MU, you know, and went online and was looking for my Ferris Buellers, but it was because I saw them on his foot. And I didn't even know they were called Ferris Buellers. I typed in cheetah print Nike Dunks and they popped up that way. And I was like, oh shit, they come with two pairs of shoelaces. Oh, I'm definitely getting these. Then they cost me about like, at that time, it was like $185 or something like that, but they didn't hit the mainstream. And then he goes up and starts wearing this shit like left and right. He starts wearing like he takes the sneakerhead to the next level and puts it on a national platform. Now everybody's doing it. I'm not saying he's credited with you. Like, I'll say this, what you just said was he's credited with commercializing being a sneakerhead. Right now, everybody's looking for the rare shit.
That's true.
I'm not sitting up here saying Rick Ross was Rick. Everybody was wearing Air Force Ones.
Ross was not wearing.
I'm not saying Ross. Fuck him. I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about everybody in 2007 was wearing Air Force Ones except him.
That's that. Well, Like well, I said, what? Currency was.
I'm not.
He was on some other shit.
Currency at that time frame, he wasn't where he was at. He wasn't where he was at. And that's a fact. He was not where he was at.
He was with Cash Money at the time.
He was with Cash Money.
He was still wearing Air Max. He was the first person I saw wearing Air Max Penny Ones.
But you got to listen.
And he brought him out. I'll give you Penny.
I'm talking about SBs.
But you got to listen to what we're saying.
Listen.
He not listening.
He was not wearing SBs.
He not listening.
He was doing some things, bro.
He not listening, world. He not listening.
I'll give you the pennies. I'll give you basketball sneakers.
I wish I had the man's number so I could call him.
Just listen to what we're saying, though.
I hear you. I hear you.
But look at it this way. Currency wasn't in the front. He had to leave Cash Money to get to the front. So if you the man behind the man, and the only thing you got is where the cash at, because that don't get me wrong, that song was hot as fuck. But Wale is out here dropping Nike boots and Dig Dug, all that shit, and we catching it, and then we see the videos, and we see him out here performing, and he's got this shit on.
I mean, he did. I'll give you that. He made Sneakerhead a commercialized thing.
Exactly. I give you that,
but he didn't start.
He is the reason.
He didn't start the SB trend, bro.
I'ma see you again. And when I see you again, I'm going to high five the shit out you. Because you're the reason why I like Air Jordan 17 lows. I ain't never seen nobody wearing them shit.
I can't accredit to him getting to the trend because we already had Pharrell dunks. We had Evan Doom dunks. We had all these rappers that already were.
But you wasn't checking for him at that time.
I was.
You were checking for Evan Doom?
We drove to New York.
I was an Evan Doom fan.
Remember you came with me? You came with me to New York and I bought them. Remember, I bought the Pharrell SBs for $400. It was the first time I met Kay.
$400.
Remember
that? Yeah.
And we went to Flight Club. Yeah. Back then, bro, it was all night. I don't know what he was doing. It was all night talk for me. I had night talk and eBay. If you had bought some fake shit, you could send it back to get your money right back. And I drove up to New York to go get this shit. How I got my Skunk Dunks, how I got my Liberty Jones was all off of accredited people from eBay. Bro, like when I tell you SBs back then for me, SBs were that was a lifestyle, bro. I didn't really care about nothing else until, like, don't get me wrong, on Hooper, I like certain sneakers that were hoop sneaks, but bro, SBs came before everything. They came before everything.
Cool.
Everything.
So
and don't get me wrong, Wale, he did his thing. I respect you as a sneakerhead, all that, but you was doing shit that I was already doing.
Okay.
That's just real rap.
Okay. So for you, you don't credit him with that. I'm just saying, like we said, he brought it to the forefront. You can sit there and say Pharrell anything all you want.
I agree. He brought it to the forefront.
That's all I'm saying.
I think Kanye did that. Kanye bought different.
Ye said, put the white tee down and start dressing the fuck up.
He said he ain't like, remember infrared Jordans? Bro, so, nobody cared for them Jordans.
So what year is that? Because that sounds like you're talking about Watch the Throne.
No, that's way before that.
I'm hearing
that's
what you're saying.
Before he came out with the Louis Vuitton and these.
Kanye was the front runner for like golf shirts.
Thank you. So what I just said makes sense. He said, put the shirts down, put the white tees down because everybody's wearing white tees for everything.
I'm looking at him because Kanye's team was ridiculous. We're not just talking about just Kanye. We're talking about Ivan Jasper, somebody I look up to. We're talking about not just Ivan Jasper. We're talking about Lupe. Lupe Fiasco was doing shit too. Like, bro, these are people that
Lupe
really had.
Lupe was the front runner for Japanese denim.
Yes, he was. But they always had some hot shit on. Ivan Jasper was ridiculous,
I think
bro.
I still got people, that cool. I might put that on.
People still don't give Ivan Jasper the props that he deserves today. Dead ass. Ivan Jasper is fucking, bro, he should be accredited for these.
I think his name is Jasper.
Louis Jones. People don't talk about him like that.
I think it's because his name is Jasper. I don't trust no Jasper. They steal dogs. You saw 101
Dalmatians. If it wasn't
for him,
we wouldn't have some of the greatest things that we have now. And that's real rap. Greatest.
So just a quick question. Did Wale have good moments? Can you give me
a
Wale moment?
Air Max. Remember when the Air Max came out? Who was the first person wearing them? Who was the first person wearing them?
I'll give him that. I saw
Wale in these first because that's when IG was popping.
He's gonna mess up the set.
That's real rap. He had him on first. We all got these at the same time.
He's just gonna mess up the continuity.
But when they put these on, I think the first person that had them. Who was the first?
I'm about to say who did it the best.
Say it again.
Kid Cudi.
Cudi always, and that's another person that don't get enough shit too, because Cudi always had SBs on.
I'm gonna say who did it best though, because I'm gonna say Fab. That man went and got a goddamn DeLorean.
Yeah. Of course, it's fabulous. I mean.
And he had goggles on. I don't even know what he needed the goggles for.
Bro, I saved the picture, bro. Like he is a staple.
Why would you
to,
do that?
What you mean? The Fab lays be fucking goofy as shit. All his lays be fucking crazy, bro. I just posted him the other day with the Bodega shit on. Is that the I'm green, not Bodega, Bottega. My fault, Bottega Veneta.
The green jacket?
Nigga, the vest. The vest. The vest was goofy as fuck.
You know he's serious when he yell out, nigga, the vest.
The vest. Not just that, the fucking sneaks he had on too. Bro, Fab lays be crazy. Who the first person y'all seen rocking Von Cleef? I'm going off topic, but who the first person y'all seen rocking Von Cleef?
It was
Fab. Who the first person y'all seen with some crazy ass watches on? Fab.
Mm-mm. Crazy watches?
Bro, his I ain't talking about flooded. I'm talking about his watch game was different than everybody else. I'll wait.
First of all, I'm going to need you to settle down.
Bro, when it comes to this fashion
level,
shit,
because
the level of disrespect is so crazy.
I'm not going to tolerate your level of disrespect today.
Answer the question.
Watch your tone, champ. Watch your tone. These mics will move. Okay, I'm just you say who got better watches. I'm gonna just say, I like Hov's watches.
Yeah. Hov?
I said what I said.
Drake watch game.
Oh, Drake watch
but
game.
But that's
is out
after.
Of pocket.
I'm talking about back in the day.
Back in the day, yeah.
We can't talk about back in the day because he had the Techno Marina watches.
Fab is goofy, bro.
Fab
Blaze was goofy, bro.
I had the fakest Techno Marina watch.
Who? All right,
oh,
listen.
My God.
Who started the
My wrist used to itch like
now,
that.
I'm gonna ask y'all a real question.
Crazy.
The jersey situation was all Fab.
Fab had us all wearing 5X jerseys for no dumbass reason,
bro. And he had the crazy shit that y'all couldn't find. Not to mention. Bro, what did he have on his fucking head? He had a fucking a napkin tied around his fucking head.
Oh, first of all, it was Kiss was a napkin.
Yeah, Kiss was
the napkin.
Kiss was the first one with the bounty bandana.
Fab did this shit that had me
cracking
the fuck up.
Kiss was the first person with the bounty bandana.
I'm not going to lie.
Hold on.
I still do this shit.
He was the first before, what you call it? Before,
he put a bandana on over a hat.
Bro, that was after. That was still after Fab. Fab had to. He remember he came out with
no,
the chip tooth.
Kiss.
Bro, he was with.
Kiss had the napkin.
Hold on. Who was the chick that he was singing with? Oh, I'm forgetting her name. Yeah, bro, that joint was back when I was in high school.
Why are you yelling at us like this, man?
Because y'all trying to tell me like this is some shit I know, bro. Like I'm trying to tell you, Fab did it before. Google it.
Fact check.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Fact check.
Tell me I'm wrong. I know Fab, bro. Like I you.
But you
bro,
are aware.
Not
that
only
that
he's my favorite
you,
rapper.
But
everybody
you,
knows this
but
shit.
You are aware that. Can't let you go. Not can't let you go. What's the Lil Mo song? Forever.
Superwoman.
No, forever.
Superwoman.
I was going Forever and Superwoman. Either one of them. Them Lil Mo songs. They came out the same time as Kiss' first album. You do realize that, right?
Bro.
And on the Kiss the cover of Kiss album, the motherfucker got on a goddamn.
Right. Back on topic, right? I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut y'all off. So, like, back to since we talk about New York, we talking about different rappers from different cities. So let's
you know,
go.
Yeah.
Uncle Mike had to step in, but I know what I'm talking about here.
Because you was fitting get fucked up. I ain't gonna be sitting up here taking you yelling.
Yeah,
get your shit together.
Shoes and socks off, bro.
Get your shit together.
Shoes and socks
get
off.
Get your shit together.
Shoes and socks off.
So
how you want this?
Do you think do we have a sneaker that we started from Philly?
We don't. Oh. We copy. I don't think. Honestly, I think we do, and I'm gonna keep it at that.
Since we are talking about
since we talking about Wale shit, we should group it like this.
Yeah.
The DMV, because that's three different, but that's a section, right?
Yeah.
Just DMV. And then we'll do New York and Philly. So give me a New York shoe.
It's Air Force One.
Okay.
Harlem.
Uptown, Harlem.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Now give me a DMV shoe.
New Balance.
I can't give it to them.
New Balance.
I got to get it to Philly. I will give DMV phone positive.
He is tripping, bro. He is tripping.
Go ahead.
He is tripping. If anything, we
here's
SBs.
Why I say that, and I'm not looking at just now, and I'm looking back further back. Philly would probably be Saucony.
SBs. SBs. I did this shit. I trended it.
I can't say Philly to SBs.
I'm not even going
to
talk to you.
I can't say Philly to SBs. Yeah.
How? So where do we get it from then? Because remember,
did you say where did we get it from?
Night Talk was popping, but me and you, where did you originate it from?
Because SBs sound like New York, champ.
Yeah, skateboard
SBs
people all over
is
the world,
New York,
bro.
Damn. There ain't no place to fucking skateboard in Philly.
Actually, it's not New York. It's actually California.
Hold on.
No, Cali is. But where are you skating at in Philly?
No, there were skate.
No, there's skate shops. Where are you skating in Philly?
Skate
and don't you say underneath
all
FDR.
Downtown.
There are in
all downtown.
South Philly too.
What
the Lakes.
You mean?
The Lakes is a skate park.
Okay. Yeah, but major skate. I'm talking about.
That was a major skate park. Tony Hawk went to
So
that
where did Supreme start?
I mean, I agree.
Agreeable.
So, cool. So we're going to start there. If that shit started there, right, you think that I'm going to start a clothing brand in a city that don't have the shit like it has here? No, I'm not. So I'm assuming that SB started out there.
Yeah, California, bro.
I'm giving it to California, bro.
It's California, bro. I'm still trying to tell you, if it's not Philly, it's California. California is an all skateboard state. I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Girl, I love you.
You want to Google this too?
Vans is California.
Bro. Vans is California. Thank you. Thank you.
What is it though?
I can't.
I'm sorry.
What is it
I'm sorry for yelling.
I think SB's.
Stop right there.
What is it
SB's
though?
Is New York.
SB's is New York.
But no, what is it though? What is a Van? It's a skateboard sneaker, am I correct?
But I'm saying Vans is California.
We're not talking about where skateboards started. We talking about Vans SB's. SB's started in New York. I feel like that not started. I feel like SB's
all right,
are
so,
a New York shoe.
All right, so Philly doesn't, it's not a New York shoe.
I don't, but Philly, if we said earlier, like in previous podcasts, that Philly gets shit late, then that means we ain't never starting shit. The only thing we starting is crime. And we probably late on that too, because Chicago got us the fuck beat.
Actually, we took this shit as a personal error, like a personal attack.
Now?
We became better than what you call, we became better than fucking, we became better than fucking Chicago. That is really sad to say from our city, but yeah, that's basically
what I don't even care about the city right now. We going to stick to the shoes and the location that these motherfuckers
It's still
came
New
from.
Balance, bro. Everybody's going to agree with it. It's New Balance. It's just real rap. New Balance is a DMV shoe, bro. We copied it. It's just hands down. Okay. I don't care which way you go.
Right, I'm glad you said that. So then what's the Philly shoe? Because I don't feel like Philly got one. I feel like Diodors
if you're not giving it SB's,
and Saucony's.
If you're not giving it
because we don't even say the name right.
But we gravitate even towards Jordan.
You can't even give Saucony.
Remember Puerto Ricans.
No, you Saucony. Cannot. Saucony. Thank you.
Puerto Ricans was going towards, remember during all
that's,
Easter?
That's racist.
I'm not being racist because if you look at Fat Joe, if you look at Big Pun, if you look at the mayor,
they
all had
Terror
Squad,
forces, champ.
They all, it was Jordans, bro. Like, that's what I'm saying. We had Jordans.
You mean like retro Jordans?
Like Puerto Rican, yeah. Like,
how about Jordans? This? I feel like the DMV is more up-tempos, and I mean that. I feel like they was wearing Pippins. I feel like they was wearing Dunkins. I feel like they was wearing up-the-fuck tempos.
Man, I don't think
I
so.
I feel like I can prove that if I need to.
Man, New Balance to DMV.
I think
bro.
We might have Reebok.
Because of AI. Obviously. Yeah. We're going to support. He ain't even from here, but they was wearing that shit down in DMV just as well.
But I mean, I feel like we,
because we gonna stick to our own brand, but I mean stick to what comes from here. But I feel like the DMV is more up tempo. I feel like they've been wearing, they wear up tempos to, like they wore up tempos. I feel like they was more Scottie Pippen. I feel like they was more Air Bacons. I feel like they was more along that line.
So Mike, do you agree with the fact that New Balance was a DMV shoe?
Yeah.
All the trap niggas was wearing it down there.
All the trap niggas was down there wearing up tempos. I know that for a fact.
I don't know about that.
I'm not going to indict nobody, but I know somebody personally and clear and like close to me that literally lived in the DMV, and that's all the fuck that they wore.
My whole family did.
He or she, that's all they wore.
I got a couple homies that's from Baltimore.
Now, when you call your homies from Baltimore and say, yo, the bet money, they're going to hit up tempos.
Hold on. So hold on.
Bet money, they're going to hit up tempos.
So listen.
No, don't do that.
I could make a phone call right now to my cousin. And my cousin to sit up here and tell you, like, bro, straight hands down, you're going to hear him with the Baltimore accent and all that.
If he's, how old is he?
Nigga, 34, 35.
Cool. He's valid. Because if he's in his 20s, he's going to say New Balance. But I'm telling you, it's up tempos. How about this? Google what Melo said.
Melo
is from Baltimore,
West
dog.
West Baltimore, baby, bro. He claimed New York. He claims New York.
If he said he from Baltimore and he says, hey, we was more wearing up tempos. We was more like the Pippins. We was more like the Dunkins. We was more like the Kevin Garnetts. Bro, they up tempo. Don't nobody, come on now. They love the air on their feet.
I say sticking to it. New Balance was a DMV shoe, bro. We definitely jacked them. Sorry.
While Uncle Mike is looking for that, I'm gonna pose a serious question. Not a serious, but just a better one. So. Everybody believes there's a season for everything, right? Like you got boot season, hoodie season, cuffing season, all that shit. What is the best sneaker season?
What you mean? Why you call it the best sneaker season?
Because it rotates.
Are you talking about like when the most shit comes out?
No. I'm not talking about when the most shit's coming out. I'm talking about when like you excited about this shit coming out.
So your favorite.
Your favorite. like favorite time of the year when it's.
I don't find none of this shit like cute because when shit comes out, it's always some bullshit. So
all right, go vintage.
In my personal opinion, I call it the fuck you season.
Okay.
And the fuck you season always starts from October to January. And it's always some ignorant shit that comes out. Like Kanye's, you know, when they first came out, yep. All the Jordans come out in December. And then January, you might get a little hint of an SB or something like that that's going to drop. But from October to fucking January is disrespectful as fuck. I got so many pictures in my phone of when I had to go to, you know, I had the cheat codes. So I'm not just walking out of there with my shit. I'm walking out of there with a couple of my friends' shit. Will, he could sit up here and attest to this shit. I walked out with, I want to say, and mind you, Sneaker Villa at the time, they had sold out. And I was the reason for that because I walked out with at least, I remember when the Infrareds came out, I had grabbed not just my daughter, two pairs, my wife. Bro, when I tell you it was so many, like I walked out of there with like, I want to say like four bags. Even, you know, even my man, I'm about to call him MP Smooth, my fault, Mark, like for real, I had the juice. Like,
okay.
But seriously, like from that whole October to what you call it, it was so disrespectful, bro. It's so, always disrespectful.
So basically you're saying that tail end of fall going into winter.
Yeah.
All right. Uncle, all the way through. Uncle Mike, what's up?
So I mean, it's pretty much around the same time. I like fall. I feel like the fall colorway is always like, you know, ox blood and tans, new colors. So I'm always looking forward to the fall.
He said ox blood. God damn, my man was watching Ocean's 12. I personally like the Easter season. I like that like the beginning of the year, like that, like the beginning of the sneaker year. Whereas, you know, 326. You know what 326 is? You know what 326 is, Junior? All right, time to dynamite. Get ready to explode. So 326 is Air Max Day. It's when Air Maxes came out the first time, Air Max 1s. You remember that? Because they usually drop something every year. So this year is going to be the Air Max DNs, which they look kind of, they are. Right, but
I don't mind them.
I'm not against them.
You're talking about the blue ones, right?
No, the black ones. The black ones with the purple dots.
I want the blue ones with the.
But they got ones with the black air bubble and they got ones with yes. clear air bubble.
They have the white ones with the black air bubble.
Yeah.
Sickening.
I need the Air Max.
But from this time frame on, like right before Easter, like when Easter dropped, you know, Easter is the prime. That's like sneaker New Year. That's when everybody just come outside. You ain't even give a fuck what they had on. You ain't even give a shit. It's what you got on your feet. Like, come on now.
I remember Christmas time in high school.
I remember I had a jean. Like I said, a jean set on. My cousin had a jean set on with some black Reebok Classics. He was doing it. I had on a two-piece suit, which is really fucking bad. Red pants, a blue jacket, and some white Bucks.
You never had no Penny Loafers?
I did. I just bought some Gucci ones recently because I like the symbol. I also got some Christians. First of all, loafers is the shit. I had the Penny Loafers. My mom made me wear them to school.
If I ain't had no pennies in New Jersey, she used to get so mad. She's like, let me go get you some pennies and put them in the loafers.
So again, this is the last part. Like, do you think that feeling will ever come back? Because it don't really exist anymore. Do you think that feeling will come back? Like, where people is like hype over the season, like Easter. Easter ain't the same no more, right?
Bro, the drops that have been coming out lately, if it's not.
Forget the drops. I'm saying the feeling, like the world don't, it's like they're not acknowledging no more. So I think, personally, this is just me, I think the stores, no more brick and mortar as much as it is, and you still got that weight. Because if you drop the shoe on the 26th and Easter is 5 days, I mean 3 days away, you ain't getting that shoe no time soon.
Yeah, you got a point.
So.
You got a point.
Well,
but I mean, like, we need to, I don't know, like, The drops aren't what they used to be. It seems like everything is just recycled. And I haven't really seen anything that was so good to, like, I mean, like, you know, we barely, you know, when I step outside and I wear some shit, people will really stop and stare. Like, it's not like how I don't see that. I actually go outside. When I do actually go out, I don't see the same effect on people. Like, I see people wearing bullshit.
Yeah, that's you.
I don't see nothing crazy no more. Like, nothing retro is, like, it's very random. And I ain't even gonna hold you. I think for real, the girls got us beat now because they the ones that's really rocking all the hot shit. Every time I step out, it's a chick wearing some goofy shit on their foot. And I'm talking about some old shit. And it don't be nothing like, I don't see guys really wearing shit too much. Not like that.
I don't even care. But that concludes episode 3 of the Soul Table. So I'll say this to you.
Got kind of spicy.
It
did. Got spicy.
It did. But I'll say this to you. Keep it in your soul from my table to your table. This is the Soul Table.
Thank you.